Oh, I remember a carpenter by the name, who's deceased now, by the name of Tommy Trapasso from Buffalo, New York. He's a carpenter, and he would he had a line of sight pipe, and you'd see sign. He would write on the pipe like 1,500 feet to Tom's, 800 feet to Tom's, Then he'd be working someplace there, and they'd have an arrow pointing at himself, and welcome to Tom's, And then they had the portal on television at the CP for the event, when they were going to shoot. And there's a flag flying up over the portal that said Tom's on it.
It's classic.
He was in line with somebody down in Area 12 around the cafeteria or someplace. And he'd been close by this fellow, and this guy had a lunch bucket, and he had written Tom on the guy's lunch bucket. They called him Hardball. He always had candy that he would hand people. He would have outlandish stories he'd tell, and they sound logical until he got to the punchline.
Yeah, it seems like, especially when
he was active when test site workers on the weekend, we built the Boys and Girls Club at Lindell and Edna in Las Vegas. And as volunteers. And my youngest son would like nothing better than to go down there and help, and he liked to tag around Tommy Trapasso, I remember that, that was the second largest public building in the city, or the county, rather.
Is that right?
And it was built as a volunteer effort. And originally it was built for the Southern Nevada Independent Youth Athletic Association, which was called the Petoskey League, after John Petoskey, who headed it up. And became such a white elephant that it was given to the Boys and Girls Club. The ground is owned by the city.
Okay.
And it was given to the Boys and Girls Club. And they added onto it, I think. But it had, when we constructed it, it had four carpeted basketball courts, wow, handball court, showers, and lockers, meeting rooms, and so forth. And